Jesus feeds 4,000. In those days, when there was again a great multitude, and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called to him his disciples, and he said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they've been with me already 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I'm not willing to send them away fasting to their homes, lest they faint on the way. And some of them have come from afar. And his disciples answered and said to him, Well, when should we have so many loaves as to satisfy so great a multitude here in the desert place? And Jesus asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7 and a few small fish. And he commanded the multitude to recline on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and having given thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the multitude. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces that remained over, 7 baskets full. Now those who ate were 4,000 men beside women and children. And he sent the multitudes away, and immediately entering into the boat with his disciples, he came into the limits of Magadan in the province of Dalmatha. Jesus, after a brief visit to Galilee, returns to Bethsaida, Julius. Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came forth and began to dispute with him, and tempting him, asked him to show them a sign out of heaven. But he answered and said to them, When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the heaven is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy weather today, for the heaven is red and lowering. You know indeed how to discern the face of the heaven. Can you not then discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And sighing deeply in his spirit, he said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Verily I say to you, no sign shall be given to this generation but the sign of Jonah. And leaving them, he embarked again and went away to the other side. Jesus warns his disciples against 11 of the Pharisees and Sadducees, and heals a blind man at Bethsaida, Julius. Now when the disciples departed to the other side, they forgot to take bread, and except one loaf, they had none with them in the boat. And Jesus charged them, saying, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees, and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned with one another, saying, It is because we have no bread. Then Jesus, perceiving it, said to them, Why reason you among yourselves, O ye of little faith, because you have no bread? Do you not yet consider nor understand? Have your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves to the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you take up? They said to him, 12. And when the 7 to the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you take up? And they said, 7. And he said to them, How is it that you do not perceive that I did not speak to you about bread? But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Do you not yet understand? Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And they come to Bethsaida, and they bring to him a blind man and beseeched him to touch him. And taking hold of the hand of the blind man, he led him forth out of the village. And spitting into his eyes and laying his hands upon him, he asked him, Do you see anything? And looking up, he said, I see men, for I see them as trees walking. Then he laid his hands again upon his eyes, and he looked steadily, and was restored, and saw all things clearly. And he sent them away to his house, saying, Do not even go into the village. Near Caesarea Philippi, the disciples confessed Jesus as the Messiah. Now Jesus, having come into the region of Caesarea Philippi, went forth with his disciples into the villages. And it came to pass on the way, as he was praying in private, the disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Who do the multitude say that I am, the Son of Man am? And they answering said, Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and others Jeremiah, and others that some one of the old prophets has risen again. Then he asked them, But who do you say I am? And Simon Peter answering said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus answering said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And also I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will also give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he earnestly charged the disciples and commanded them that they should tell no one concerning him that he is the Christ. Jesus foretells his death and resurrection, rebukes Peter, and shows the sacrifice and rewards of following him. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples and to teach them that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be put to death, and be raised up on the third day, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised up. And he spake this word openly. And Peter, taking him aside, began to rebuke him, saying, Mercy on you, Lord, this shall never be done to you. But he, turning around and looking upon his disciples, rebuked Peter, and he said to him, Get behind me, Satan, you are an offense to me, for you consider not the things of God, but the things of men. Then Jesus, calling to him the multitude with his disciples, said to them, If any one would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross every day, and follow me. For whoever would save his life shall lose it, but whosoever would lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what is a man profited if he has gained the whole world, but has lost or forfeited himself, even his life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his life? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he comes in his glory, and in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. For the Son of Man will surely come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall render to each one according to his deeds. And he said to them, Verily I say to you, and tell you the truth, that there are some of you standing here who shall not even taste of death till they see the kingdom of God come in power, even the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Transfiguration of Jesus. Now it came to pass about 6 or 8 days after these words, Jesus takes with him Peter and James and John his brother, and leads them up into a high mountain apart by themselves to pray. And it came to pass, while he was praying, he was transfigured before them. The appearance of his countenance was changed, and his face did shine like the sun, and his garments became resplendent, glittering, exceedingly white as the light, as no fuller on earth can whiten. And behold, there appeared to them two men, Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus, who appeared in glory, spake of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And it came to pass, as they were departing from him, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, my master, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here three booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said, because he knew not what he should answer, for they became greatly terrified. While he was yet speaking, a bright cloud came and overshadowed them, and as they entered into the cloud, they feared. And behold, there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, my chosen, in whom I am delighted. Hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were exceedingly afraid. And when the voice was passed, Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. Then suddenly, lifting up their eyes and looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus only with themselves. Now as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them that they should tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man should have risen from the dead, saying, Tell the vision to no one, till the Son of Man be raised from the dead. And they kept silent, and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen, and kept the saying, questioning among themselves, What is the rising from the dead? And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he answered and said to them, Elijah indeed coming first restoreth all things. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man, that he should suffer many things and be set at naught? But I say to you that Elijah has already come, and they knew him not, but did to him whatsoever they wished, as it is written to him. So also the Son of Man is about to suffer by them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Jesus heals a demonic boy. It came to pass on the next day, when they had come down from the mountain and were come to the disciples, they saw a great multitude around them and scribes questioning with them. And immediately all the multitude, when they saw him, were greatly astonished, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked them, What are you discussing with them? And behold, there came to him a man from the multitude, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy, I beseech you, look upon my son, for he is my only child. He is a lunatic and suffers grievously, having a dumb spirit. And whenever it seizes him, he cries out suddenly, and it convulses him and dashes him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and pines away. And having prostrated him, it with difficulty departs from him. Indeed, he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and I asked them to cast it out, and they were not able to heal him. Then Jesus answering and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring your son to me. And they brought him to him. Now while he was yet coming, the demon, seeing Jesus, immediately threw him down and convulsed him grievously, and falling on the ground, he rolled foaming. And he asked his father, How long a time is it since this began with him? And he said, From childhood. And often it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, help us, have compassion on us. Then Jesus said to him, If thou canst, all things are possible to him that believeth. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. Then Jesus, seeing that the multitude came running together, rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the boy, saying to it, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter into him no more. And the demon, having cried out and convulsed him greatly, came out, and the boy was as if dead, so that the greater part said, He is dead. But Jesus, taking him by the hand, raised him up, and he stood, and he gave him back to his father. And the boy was healed from that time. And they were all astonished at the majesty of God. Then when Jesus had come into a house, his disciples came to him and asked him privately, Why were we not able to cast it out? And he said to them, Because of your little faith. For verily I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it will remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But this kind can be cast out in no way except through prayer and fasting. Jesus again foretells his death and resurrection. And going forth from hence, they passed through Galilee, and he would not that any one should know it. But while they were sojourning in Galilee, and all were wondering at the things that he did, Jesus said to his disciples, "Lay up these words in your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will put him to death. And after he is killed, on the third day he shall be raised up." But they did not understand this saying, and it was concealed from them that they should not perceive it. And they were exceedingly grieved, and they were afraid to ask him about the saying. Jesus pays tribute. Now they came to Capernaum, and when they were come, those who received the half shekel came to Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the half shekel?" He said, "Yes." And when he came into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon? The kings of the earth, from whom do they collect custom or tribute? From their own citizens or from foreigners?" Now when he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then indeed are the citizens free. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, cast a hook, and take the fish that first comes up, and opening its mouth you shall find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and you." Jesus shows who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now there arose a contention among the disciples as to which of them might be the greatest. And in that hour, while Jesus was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing in the way?" But they were silent, because they had been disputing with one another in the way who was the greatest. And sitting down, he called the 12, and they came to him, saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" But Jesus, perceiving the reasoning of their hearts, called a little child to him, and took it and set it by him in their midst, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be the first, he shall be the last of all, and servant of all." And taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive this little child, or one of such little children in my name, receives me. And whosoever receives me, receives not me, but him who sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same is great. But whosoever shall cause one of these little ones that believe in me to stumble, it were better for him that a great millstone should be hanged around his neck, and he be sunk in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of the stumbling blocks! For it is necessary for the stumbling blocks to come. Nevertheless, woe to the man through whom the stumbling block cometh. But if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and cast it from you. It is good for you to enter into life maimed or lame rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into hell, into the everlasting unquenchable fire. And if your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out, cast it from you. It is good for you to enter into life into the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into the hell of fire, where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt becomes saltless, with what will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another. See that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven do always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What think you? If any man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, Does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and seek that which is gone astray? And if it be that he find it, verily I say to you that he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that have not gone astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Then John answered and said to him, Master, we saw one casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he follows not with us. But Jesus said to him, Forbid him not, for there is no one who shall work a miracle in my name and be able hastily to speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is for us. For whosoever shall give you to drink a cup of water in my name, because you are Christ's, verily I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. The duty of a forgiveness, or how to treat a brother who has wronged you. But if your brother sin against you, go show him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you've gained your brother. But if he hears you not, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. Then if he refused to listen to them, tell it to the church. But if he refused to listen to the church also, let him be to you as the heathen and as the tax gatherer. Verily I say to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth about any matter, whatever they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in their midst. Then came Peter and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Until seven times? Jesus said to him, I say not to you until seven times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man, a king, who would have a reckoning with his servants. Now when he began to reckon, there was brought to him one who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he had nothing to pay with, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and the children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore, falling down, prostrated himself before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the Lord of that servant, being moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 shillings. And he laid hold of him and seized him by the throat, saying, Pay whatever you owe. His fellow servant therefore, falling down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison until he should pay what was due. Now his fellow servants, seeing what took place, were greatly grieved, and they came and told their Lord all what was done. Then his Lord, having called him to him, said to him, Thou wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. Shouldn't you also have compassion on your fellow servants, even as I had compassion on you? And his Lord was angry, and delivered him to the tormentors until he should pay all that was due him. Thus also shall my heavenly Father do to you, unless you from your hearts forgive each one his brother. Jesus goes to the Feast of the Tabernacles. Now it came to pass, when the days for his being received up were drawing near, and the tabernacles, the feast of the Jews, was at hand, then his brothers said to him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see thy works which thou doest. For no one doeth anything in secret, and himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou doest these things, manifest thyself to the world. For even his brothers did not believe in him. Jesus therefore said to them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify concerning it that its works are evil. Go up to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, because my time has not yet been fulfilled. Having said these things to them, he continued in Galilee. But when his brothers were gone up to the feast, he steadfastly set his face to go up to Jerusalem, and went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. And he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a Samaritan village, so as to prepare for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as if he were going to Jerusalem. But when his disciples, James, John, saw it, they said, Lord, will you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them, and said, You know not of what spirit you are, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy, but to save men's lives. And they went to another village. Men must give up everything to follow Jesus. Now as they were going on the way, a certain one, a scribe, came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has not anywhere to lay his head. And he said to another of the disciples, Follow me. But he said to him, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. Then Jesus said to him, Follow me, and leave the dead to bury their own dead, but go preach the kingdom of God. Another also said, I'll follow you, Lord, but first permit me to bid farewell to those in my house. Jesus said to him, No one having put his hand on a plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus at the Feast of Tabernacles teaches in the temple. Now the Jews were seeking Jesus at the feast and said, Where is he? There was much stir about him in the multitudes. Some say, He's a good man. Others said, No, he misleads the multitude. No one, however, spoke openly about him for fear of the Jews. But when it was already the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. The Jews, therefore, wondered, saying, How knowest this fellow letters, having never learned? Jesus, therefore, answered them and said, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone desires to do his will, he shall know the teaching, whether it is from God or whether I speak from myself. He that speaketh from himself seeketh his own glory. He that seeketh the glory of him that sent me, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law? And not one of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me? The multitude answered, You have a demon. Who seeks to kill you? Jesus answered and said to them, I did one work, and you all wonder because of it. Moses has given you circumcision, not that it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and on the Sabbath you circumcise a man. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man entirely sound on the Sabbath? Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Therefore some of those of Jerusalem said, Is not this he whom they are seeking to kill? And behold, he speaks publicly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers then certainly know that this is the Christ? But we know this man, whence he is. But the Christ, when he comes, no one knows whence he is. Jesus therefore cried aloud in the temple, teaching and saying, You both know me, and know where I am, and have not come of myself, and he is true who sent me, whom you know not. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me. They sought therefore to take him, and no one lay his hands upon him, because his hour had not yet come. The chief priests and Pharisees attempt to arrest Jesus. Now of the multitude, many believed in him and said, When the Christ shall come, will he do more signs than those which this man has done? The Pharisees heard of the multitude rumoring these things concerning him, and the chief priest and the Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Jesus therefore said, Yet a little while am I with you, and I will go to him who sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me, and where I am you cannot come. The Jews therefore said among themselves, Where is this man about to go that we shall not find him? Is he about to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What is this word that he said, Ye shall seek me and not find me, and where I am you cannot come? Now in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried aloud, saying, If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. Now this he spake concerning the Spirit, whom those believing on him were about to receive, for the Spirit was not yet come, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the multitude, therefore, having heard these words, said, This is truly the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But others said, Surely the Christ comes not out of Galilee. Does not the Scripture say that out of the offspring of David and from the village of Bethlehem, where David was, the Christ comes? A division, therefore, arose in the multitude because of him. Then some of them desired to arrest him, but no one lay hands upon him. The officers therefore came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to him, Why did you not bring him? And the officers answered, Never man so spake as this man speaks. Then the Pharisees answered them, Have you also been deceived? Has any of you rulers believed on him, or of the Pharisees? But this multitude that knoweth not the law are accursed. Nicodemus said to them, he that came to him before being one of them, Does our law judge any man until it first hear from himself and know about what he does? They answered and said to him, Are you also of Galilee? Search and see that out of Galilee no prophet ariseth. And each went to his house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. The adulteress brought to Jesus. Now early in the morning Jesus came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and was teaching them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees bring to him a woman taken in adultery, and having placed her in the midst, they say to him, Teacher, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now in the law Moses commanded us to stone such, so what do you say of her? But this they said, trying him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus, having stooped down, was writing with his finger on the ground. Now as they continued asking him, he raised himself up, and he said to them, Let the sinless one among you first cast the stone at her. And again stooping down, he wrote on the ground. Then they, hearing it, and being reproved by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the eldest ones even to the least. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Then Jesus, rising up and seeing no one but the woman, said to her, Woman, where are they that accused you? Did no one condemn you? And she said, No one, Lord. Then Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go from henceforth and sin no more. Jesus in controversy with the Jews. They attempt to stone him. Jesus, the light, speaks. Again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, You bear testimony of yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I bear testimony of myself, my testimony is true, because I know where I came and where I go, but you do not know where I came or where I go. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. But even if I judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. And in your law also it is written, the testimony of two men is true. I am the one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father who sent me beareth witness of me. They said therefore to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury while teaching in the temple, and no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. He said therefore again to them, I go away, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. The Jews therefore said, Will he kill himself? For he says, Where I go, you cannot come. And he said to them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore to you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. They said therefore to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, Even that which I am telling you from the first. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, these things I speak to the world. They did not understand that he was speaking to them of the Father. Jesus therefore said, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then ye shall know that I am, and I do nothing of myself, but I am speaking these things as the Father taught me, and he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do the things that are pleasing to him. As he spake these things, many believed on him. Jesus therefore said to those Jews that had believed him, If you abide in my word, ye are truly my disciples, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him, We are the offspring of Abraham, and have never yet been in bondage to anyone. How do you say you shall become free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say to you, everyone that commits sin is the slave of sin. Now the slave abides not in the house forever. The Son abides forever. If therefore the Son shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's offspring, yet you seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you also do what ye have heard from your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to him, If you are children of Abraham, do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man. Who has spoken to you the truth which I heard from God? Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father. They said to him, You were not born to fornication. We have one Father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I was sent forth and am come from God. For not even have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lustful desires of your father ye are eager to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and standeth not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks out of his own resources, because he is a liar and the father of it. Now because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears the words of God. For this reason you hear them not, because you are not of God. The Jews answered and said to him, Do we not say truly that you are a Samaritan and hath a demon? Jesus answered, I have no demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I seek not my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say to you, if anyone keep my word, he shall not see death forever. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, also the prophets. and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall not taste of death forever? Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who makes you yourself? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. He that glorifieth me is my Father, of whom you say that he is your God. And ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say that I know him not, I shall be like you, a liar. But I know him, and keep his word. Abraham your father rejoices to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. The Jews therefore said to him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, verily I say to you, before Abraham existed, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him, but Jesus concealed himself and went forth out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and thus passed on. Jesus gives sight to a man born blind. And Jesus, as he passed along, saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God might be manifested in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no man can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind with clay and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpreted sent. He went therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore and those who saw him before that he was a beggar said, is not this he that was sitting and begging? Some said, this is he. Others said, no, but he is like him. He said, I am he. They said therefore to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered, the man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. I went therefore and washed, and I received sight. And they said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. They bring him who was formerly blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath in which Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Again therefore the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. And he said to them, he put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, because he keeps not the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man, if a sinner, do such miracles? And there was division among them. So they say to the man again, what sayest thou about him since he opened your eyes? Then he said, he is a prophet. The Jews therefore did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and had received sight until they called the parents of him that had received sight and asked them, saying, is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he see now? His parents answered and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. Ask him, he is of age, he can speak for himself. These things said his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed together that if anyone should confess him to be Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. For this reason his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So they called a second time the man that was blind and said to him, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. Then he answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. So they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I've already told you, you did not hear, and would you hear it again? Do you also want to become one of his disciples? And they reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but this fellow, we know not where he is. The man answered and said to them, Why herein is the wonder that ye know not whence he is, yet he opened my eyes? We know that God heareth not sinners, but if any one be a worshipper of God, and do his will, him he heareth. From the beginning of time it hath never been heard that any one opened the eyes of one born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and doth thou teach us? And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and finding him, he said, Do you believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him? Jesus said to him, You have indeed seen him, and he it is that is speaking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, For judgment I came into this world, that they who see not may see, and they who see may become blind. Those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things, and said to him, Are we also blind? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have had no sin. But now you say, We see, your sin abides. The Good Shepherd. First Parable, the Shepherd. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that enters not through the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up another place, that man is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in through the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus to them, but they did not understand what these things meant that he spake to them. Second Parable, the Gate. Jesus therefore said to them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes not but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Third Parable, the Good Shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But the hired servant, who is not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees, because he is a hireling, and cares not for the sheep. And the wolf seizes them and scatters them. I am the good shepherd, and I know those that are mine. And those that are mine know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. Therefore the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it away from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. Historical conclusion. Again there rose a division among the Jews because of these words. Now many of them said, He has a demon and is mad. Why listen to him? Others said, These are not the sayings of one possessed with a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? Jesus sends forth the 70. Now after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, The harvest indeed is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he may send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways, Behold, I send you forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry neither a purse, nor a wallet, nor sandals, and salute no one by the way. And into whatever house you may enter, first say, Peace to this house. And if a son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. But if not so, it shall return to you. And in the same house abide, eating and drinking the things given by them, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat the things set before you, and heal the sick therein, and say to them, The kingdom of God has come to you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, Even the dust from your city which adheres to our feet we wipe off against you. Nevertheless know you this, that the kingdom of God has come. I say to you that it will be more tolerable for Sodom in that day than for that city. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that rejecteth you rejecteth me, and he that rejecteth me rejecteth him who sent me. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And now, Capernaum, shalt thou be exalted to heaven? Thou shalt be brought down to Hades. Jesus answers a lawyer, the parable of the Good Samaritan. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up, trying him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit everlasting life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? How readest it? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Then he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you shall live. But he, wishing to justify himself to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? He said. Then Jesus, taking up the question, said, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who, having both stripped and beaten him, departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest was going down on that road, and seeing him, he passed by on the other side. Then in like manner a Levite also coming to the place, and seeing him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, passing along the road, came into him, and seeing him, he was moved with compassion. And coming to him, he bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. Then putting him on his own beast, he brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, taking out 2 shillings, he gave them to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him. Whatsoever you spend more, I on my return will repay you. Which of these three was the neighbor to him who fell among the robbers? And he said, He that did kindness to him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. Jesus, the guest of Martha and Mary. Now as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to his discourse. But Martha was exceedingly worried on account of much serving. And coming up quickly to them, she said, Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to serve alone? Speak to her then, that she might help me. But Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There is need of but one thing, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken from her. Jesus teaches his disciples to pray. And it came to pass, as Jesus was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Then he said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us day by day our needful bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone indebted to us, and bring us not into temptation. And he said to them, Who of you shall have a friend, and shall go to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him? And he, answering from within, shall say, Do not trouble me, the door is already shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot arise to give you. I say to you, even though he will not arise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will arise and give him as many as he needs. Also I say to you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. And which of you that is a father, if his son ask a loaf, will give him a stone, or a fish, and instead of a fish will give him a serpent? Or also, if he shall ask for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? If therefore you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Jesus casts out a dumb demon, a blasphemous accusation. Now he was casting out a dumb demon, and it came to pass, when the demon was gone out, the dumb man spoke, and the multitude wondered. But some of them said, By Beelzebub, chief of the demons, he cast out the demons. And others, trying him, sought of him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. Now if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? For you say that I am casting out the demons by Beelzebub. And if I by Beelzebub cast out the demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I by God's finger cast out demons, then the kingdom of God is come upon you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his own mansion, his goods are in safety. But when a stronger than he coming upon him shall overcome him, he takes away his complete armor upon which he relied, and distributes his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out from the man, it goes through waterless places, seeking rest, and not finding it, it says, I will return into my house where I came out. And when it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and takes to itself 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and entering in, they dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Now it came to pass, as he was saying these things, a certain woman, lifting up her voice from among the crowd, said to him, Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast which you did suck. But he said, Yea, rather blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. The sign of Jonah. Now as the multitudes were coming together, he began to say, This generation is a wicked generation. It seeks after a sign. No sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also shall the Son of Man be to this generation. The southern queen shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation, and shall condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Men of Nineveh shall stand up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The lighted lamp. No one having lighted a lamp puts it in a hidden place or under the measure, but upon the lampstand, that those who come in may have light. The lamp of your body is the eye. When your eye is clear, your whole body is full of light. But when it is evil, your body is dark. Take heed, therefore, lest the light in you be darkness. If, therefore, your whole body is enlightened, not having any part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the lamp with its brightness gives you light. Jesus, dining with the Pharisees, and pronounces woes upon them. Now as Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him, and he entered and reclined at table. But when the Pharisees saw it, he wondered that he had not first bathed himself before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, Now you, the Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but your inside is full with rapacity and wickedness. You foolish ones, did not he who made the outside make the inside also? Nevertheless, give as alms the things within, and behold, all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for ye pay tithes of the mint and the rue and every herb, and you pass by judgment and the love of God. But these things you ought to have done, and not to leave those undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the uppermost seats in the synagogues, and the salutations in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are as the unseen graves, and the men that walk over them know it not. Then one of the lawyers, answering, said to him, Teacher, in saying these things, you denounce us also. And he said, Woe to you, lawyers also, for you load men with burdens grievous to bear, and you yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Therefore you are witnesses and consent to the works of your fathers, because they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. For this reason also the wisdom of God said, I will send to them prophets and apostles, and some of them they will kill and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which have been shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the holy house. Yes, I say to you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you took away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and those who were entering in you hindered. And as he went out, the scribes and the Pharisees began to press him hard, and to question him artfully about many things, lying in wait for him to catch something out of his mouth, that they might accuse him. Jesus warns against hypocrisy and exhorts to fear and trust God. During these events, when tens of thousands of the multitude were gathered together so that they trod upon one another, Jesus began to say to the first place to his disciples, Guard yourselves from the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there is nothing covered up that shall not be uncovered, and hidden that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you said in the darkness shall be heard in the light, and what you spoke in the ear in the private chambers shall be proclaimed from the housetops. But I say to you, my friends, fear not because of those who kill the body, and after that are not able to do anything more. I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pence, and not one of them is forgotten in the sight of God? But even the hairs of your head have all been numbered. Fear not, you are more value than many sparrows. And I say to you, every one that shall confess me before men, him also shall the Son of Man confess before the angels of God. He that hath denied me in the presence of men shall be denied before the angels of God. And every one that shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But to him that blasphemeth against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues, and the rulers, and the authorities, Be not anxious how or what you shall answer or what you shall say, for the Holy Spirit shall teach you in that very hour what you are to say. The folly of covetousness. Then one of the multitude said to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Man, who appointed me a judge or a divider over you? Then he said to them, Beware and keep yourselves from all covetousness, for not in the abundance that any one has of what he possesses is his life. And he spoke a parable to them, saying, The land of a certain rich man brought forth bountifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have not any place to store my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I store my produce and my good things. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many good things laid up for many years. Take your rest, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, Thou fool, this night they require thy soul of thee, and the things which you have prepared, whose shall they be? So is he who is laying up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. We should yield not to anxiety, but trust God's care. Then Jesus said to his disciples, For this reason I say to you, be not anxious as to your life, what ye shall eat, nor as to your body, what ye shall put on. For the life is more than food, and the body than raiment. Consider the ravens, how they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? Now, which of you, by being anxious, is able to add a cubit to his stature? If then ye are not even able to do the least thing, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They labor not, nor spin, yet I say to you, not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed as one of these. Now if God thus clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is cast into an oven, by how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, and be not in anxious suspense. For the nations of the world seek after all these things, but your Father knows that you have need of these things. Nevertheless, seek his kingdom, and these things shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good will to give you the kingdom. Sell the things you have. Give alms. Make for yourselves purses that grow not old, an unfailing treasure in the heavens, where no thief draweth near, nor moth destroyeth. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Faithful and unfaithful servants. Let your loins be girded about, and the lamps be burning, and you yourself like men waiting for their Lord when he shall return from the marriage feast, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say to you that he will gird himself and will make them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or if in the third, and find them thus, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched, and would not have permitted his house to be dug through. Be also ready, for in the hour that you think not, the Son of Man comes. Then Peter said, Lord, speakest thou this parable to us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful, the wise steward, whom the Lord shall set over his household to give the allowance of food at the set time? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say to you, that he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant say in his heart, My Lord is delaying to come, and began to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and to drink and to be drunken, the lord of that servant shall come in a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour when he knows not, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the unbelievers. But that servant who knew his lord's will, and prepared not, nor did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, yet did things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few. And every one of whom much was given, much will be required of him, and to whom they committed much, of him will they ask the more. Jesus came not to send peace on earth. I came to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish that it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am straitened until it be accomplished. Think that I came to give peace in the earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For there shall be from henceforth five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. They shall be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Then said he also to the multitude, when you see a cloud rising up out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it comes to pass. And when it is blowing a south wind, you say, there will be hot weather, and it comes to pass. Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and of the heaven. But how is it you know not how to interpret this time? And why even of yourselves do you judge what is right? For as you are going with your adversary before the magistrate, give diligence on the way to be set free from him, lest he drag you along to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer cast you into prison. I say to you, you shall by no means come out until you have paid even the last mite. The 70 return and report. Now the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning out of the heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise injure you. Yet rejoice not in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In the same hour, Jesus rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you did not hide these things from wise men, you did reveal them to babes. Yea, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things were delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son may choose to reveal him. And turning to the disciples privately, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you are seeing. For I say to you, that many prophets and kings desire to see what you are seeing, and saw them not, and to hear what you are hearing, and heard them not. The necessity of repentance. Now there were some present at the same time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. And answering, he said to them, Do you think that these Galileans were sinners more than all other Galileans because they have suffered these things? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. On those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were offenders more than all the men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Then he spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none. Then he said to the vine dresser, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why should it make the ground also fruitless? But he answering said to him, Lord, let it alone this year alone, the lot shall dig around it, cast in manure, and if indeed it bear fruit in future, well, but if not, you shall cut it down. Jesus heals a woman on the Sabbath. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, a woman that had had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent double, and wholly unable to lift herself up. Then Jesus, seeing her, called to her and said, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, being angry because Jesus healed on the Sabbath, said to the congregation, There are 6 days in which man ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Then the Lord answered him and said, Hypocrites, doth not each one of you loose his ox or ass from the stall and lead him away to give him water? And this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low 18 years, ought she not to be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he said these things, all those opposing him were ashamed, and all the multitude rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. Parables of the mustard seed and of the leaven. He said, therefore, To what is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I liken it? It is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden, and it grew and came to be a tree, and the birds of the heaven rested on its branches. And again he said, To what shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until it was all leavened. Jesus attends the Feast of Dedication. Now the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem came on, and Jesus, passing along through cities and villages, teaching, and went on his way into Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews therefore came around him and said to him, How long dost thou hold our minds in suspense? If thou art the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in the name of my Father, these bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them everlasting life. They shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I shown you from the Father. For which of these works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, We do not stone you for a good work, but for blasphemy, even because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, You are gods? If he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctifieth and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do them, even though you believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father. Again they sought to take him, and he went forth out of their hand. And he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was at first baptizing, and abode there. And many came to him, and they said, John indeed did no sign, but all things whatsoever John said concerning this man were true, and many believed on him there. On the death of Lazarus, Jesus returns to Judea. He raises Lazarus from the dead. Now a certain man, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and Martha, her sister, was sick. Now it was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, even then he remained 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he said to the disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples say to him, Rabbi, the Jews were lately seeking to stone you, and you want to go there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any one walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he sees the light of the world. But if any one walk in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things spoke he, and after this he said to them, Lazarus, our friend, has fallen asleep, but I am going that I may awaken him. The disciples therefore said to him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he'll get well. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he was speaking of taking rest in sleep. Then therefore Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I rejoice for your sakes that I was not there, in order that you may believe. But let's go to him. Therefore Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary sat in the house. Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you. And Jesus said to her, Your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes on me, though he were dead, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes on me shall never die. Believe this? And she said to him, Yes, Lord, I have believed that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who comes into the world. And having said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The teacher's come and calls for you. Then she, as soon as she heard it, rose up hastily and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews, therefore, who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up hastily and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Then Mary, when she came where Jesus was and saw him, fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus, therefore, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, was greatly moved in spirit and distressed. And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews, therefore, said, Behold how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind man have caused that this one also should not die? Jesus, therefore, again greatly moved within himself, comes to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already the odor is offensive, but it's the 4th day since he was buried. Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me, and I knew that you hear me always, but for the sake of the multitude that stand around, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And having spoken these words, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he that was dead came forth, bound hands and feet with grave bandages, and his face bound around with a napkin. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Many, therefore, of the Jews who came to Mary and saw what he did believed on him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus did. The Jews plot against Jesus, and he goes to Ephraim. The chief priests and the Pharisees therefore assembled the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we doing? For this man is doing many signs. If we let him alone, all will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and not the whole nation perish." Now he did not say this of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was about to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God that are scattered abroad. Therefore from that day they took counsel that they might put him to death. So Jesus no longer walked about publicly among the Jews, but went away into the country near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there he abode with the disciples. Jesus, sojourning through Samaria and Galilee, heals 10 lepers. Now it came to pass on the journey to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And on his entering into a certain village, 10 leprous men met him who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And it came to pass that as they were going, they were cleansed. Then one of them, seeing that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answering said, "Were not the 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Are none found returning to give glory to God except this stranger?" And he said to him, "Arise and go, your faith has saved you." Jesus answers the Pharisees about the kingdom. His second coming will be unexpected. Now being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God comes, Jesus answered them and said, "The kingdom of God comes not with an outward appearance, nor shall they say, 'Lo, here or there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is now in your midst." Then he said to his disciples, "There will come days when you shall long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and shall not see it. And they shall say to you, 'Lo here, lo there,' go not forth, nor follow them. For as the lightning flashing from the one side under heaven shines to the other under heaven, so shall the Son of Man be in his day. But first it is necessary that he suffer many things, and be rejected by this generation. And as it came to pass in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they gave in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, even as it came to pass in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went forth from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from heaven and destroyed them all. In the same manner shall it be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who shall be on the housetop and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away. And likewise he that is in the field, let him not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever shall seek to gain his life shall lose it, and whoever shall lose it shall preserve it. I say to you, in that night two will be upon one bed. One shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, one shall be taken, and the other left. And answering, they said to him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together."